The summertime is so important, I know, as an instrumentalist, trying to keep your qualities going. And this year, YOSA is continuing their education with a wonderful summer camp. Here talking about it is Troy Peters. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. It's great to be here.
Yeah. This is the second year you guys have added winds to your string camp, and so it's a symphony camp now. Tell us what kids can look forward to, and who should be looking at this.
Well, it's a great chance for kids who make music in the school year, in school bands, in school orchestras, to kind of keep their focus in the summer and have a whole bunch of fun while they're doing it. So we run the camp from July 7th through the 20th, and really any middle school or high school orchestra or band student is probably eligible and should think about getting involved. We're out at St. Mary's Hall, which is a beautiful private school not too far away from the airport, just north of the 410, and lovely campus where there's a nice sort of natural beauty surrounding us and a whole bunch of spaces where we can make music. And so every day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we have orchestra, we have wind ensemble, we have chamber music, we have electives like conducting and composition and all kinds of other things, rockestra. We have the chance for kids to just get together and be with other kids who love music and have a good time for two straight weeks.
And I think this is a fun thing where some musicians from Cactus Pear come in, that you guys actually go and perform for the Silver Stars. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have a group from Cactus Pear Music Festival. We actually host both the Young Artists Program fellows and also the professional guest artists who are in town for the concerts in different events. There's a master class. There's some performances. We do go perform at the AT&T Center as part of a Silver Stars WNBA game. And we play a closing concert of the camp at Laurie Auditorium when everything wraps up. There's a water fight. There's a pizza party. There's, you know, everything that you'd want in a day camp, the chance to just be together with a bunch of other kids and have a great time making music. And we have a great faculty. So we have some of the very best band and orchestra teachers in town and also some musicians from the San Antonio Symphony. And you have this variety of backgrounds and experiences, but everybody shares this understanding of what it's like to just spend time having fun and making music. It's intense, but it's not so intense that it's not fun. And it's fun, but not so fun that it's not intense, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's both. It's about the time together, and it's about music making. And, you know, it's 2 weeks long in July, so it's a nice kind of launching pad so that when you finish camp, you've got another 4 weeks or so, 5 weeks until school gets back in session, and it bridges kids staying on top of their playing so that when they get back into school in the fall, they feel like they haven't lost ground.
Yeah, we're speaking with Troy Peters from the YOSA Philharmonic, and you don't have to be a member of YOSA to do this. If you're around and are a wind player that hasn't been in the program, or if you're a string player that wants to be, you know, have some colleagues and do some chamber music and orchestra stuff, this is something that is just sort of your continuing education program, right?
That's an absolutely great point. Yeah, the there's about 250 students at the camp usually. And just over half of them also play in our orchestras during the year. But, you know, that means there's more than 100 students there who are just students who came to the camp. Some people come to the camp and get to know YOSA that way and decide to play in one of our orchestras during the year. But lots of people don't. We have some people at the camp who've been there for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and camp is their YOSA experience. They're not doing the rest of what we do in the fall, and that's completely fine. We are perfectly happy to have the camp be the camp, and the level of music making that goes on is pretty high, and the level of fun that goes on is very high, and it's a real neat environment.
So if you have a youngster that's interested, what should they do? Let's say that we have someone that's been playing a year or so. What should they do?
Well, YOSA.org is the place to look. And when you go to YOSA.org, you can find a link to our summer camp there, YOSA Summer Symphony Camp. And any string player ages 8 through 18 with a year of experience is eligible. And then for winds, brass, and percussion, we ask that they have at least 2 years of experience and be middle school or high school students. And there's, you know, all kinds of information on the website. We have financial aid available, too. We always like to make that clear to people that if you think to yourself, well, you know, a lot of camps are a little bit expensive for where we are, we do have a financial aid program so that tuition assistance is available. We have students who go to camp for free. We have students who go to camp for a reduced tuition. And We have plenty of students who just pay the whole fare. But all that information is on the website.
All right. Well, Troy, it's great to see you, and look forward to this summer of fun and the YOSA Summer Symphony Camp.
Thanks a million, John.